This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I'm doing very important things here. I'm telling my guy weed-eating my yard to make sure he doesn't miss a couple weed-eating areas. So we're a nationally syndicated radio show, and I am texting to make sure my weeding is being done proper. Is that interesting or not?
I you can never overlook these things, Fred. It starts with a bad weed-eating job, and then the next thing you know, your house is on fire.
So that's exactly right.
Yes, yes. Get it done.
Denise Turks, Todd Keenan, and our producer, Cal Hunter, here. It is the 9th of April, 2022. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. That's true, Cal.
Pardon me?
That's Cal.
You know what I'm thinking?
He was blowing his nose.
Wow. You know, you're micromanaging your weeder. I don't know.
Micromanaging the weed eater?
Yes.
That's okay.
I'm a micromanager. Yeah, just tune her, take her down a little bit. Look, this is what's interesting. But during the break, we had some really cool discussions. And Denise brought up the important thing is she's having a wonderful American barbecue tomorrow. And she said she's having ribs. By the way, if you want a rib, I don't know, Denise, I'm not saying anything. I know you're a good cook, and so is Michael, your husband. My rib, you're not going to have the type of ribs that I have. Mine are fall-off-the-bone ribs, man. They fall off the bone when you get them. They're so good. Ribs, meat, et cetera, et cetera. And then she asked, what else? She's got corn on the cob, Todd.
Potato salad.
And then she wouldn't. She said, what else do we have to? I said, you got to have baked beans. And yeah. Todd and I looked at each other. Did you get the invite?
I didn't get the invite. I think mine was lost in the mail.
Mine's lost in the mail, too.
I'd be curious, though, if anybody else has any suggestions as to what is a staple in an all-American barbecue. Let us know. That's what I want to know.
I want to do it right because I have my foreign exchange student from 2007 here, and he has brought his family with him, his children with him.
Out of where? What country?
France. Yeah, he lives between Marseille and Nice.
Well, they won't like it anyway. If it's, so French, they won't like what you do.
No, I think they will.
I'm teasing.
I think because they want to do everything that's so traditional. I sent them up. They didn't even know about Tahoe, and I sent them up to Tahoe, and they were so... They had so much fun.
That's Lake Tahoe. Yeah. Those of you who don't know, it's up from the Nevada-California border. Beautiful lake.
Yep.
We're going to talk today about another case or no case that Cal Hunter has lined up for us. We're going to talk about a potential juror, what they said. We're going to get into Boris Becker's bankruptcy, some bankruptcy issues or questions that you might wonder about. We're going to go over also the Varsity Blue lawsuits. Those were the Lori McLaughlin scandal.
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin, her husband.
We're going to talk about that. There's more prosecution cases going that don't hit the news, but we're going to talk about the latest there. And then what we have is we have a case or no case about something.
About a constitutional lawyer who said he knows the law better than the people who are enforcing it in the county courthouse.
Okay, well, that might be true.
Yeah, it might be.
Let's roll that.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Nyack, New York. Everybody's a constitutional lawyer these days, recording the cops during traffic stops, being a general pain. And this man wanted to go inside the public building, the county office building, to ask for an item relating to public record. But security said, we'd like your ID, please, a piece of government ID. And the man said, so let me get this straight. You want me to provide government ID to go into a government building? I don't think so. I want to talk to a public official, and I am a member of the public. Security and he went back and forth and back and forth. The police were called. And finally, he was told, you put out that camera. You stop taking video. And he said, no. They said, well, it's against policy to take video. And he said, I don't care. And so he went back and forth again. The police came. The man was nonplussed. He went to his jailhouse lawyer buddies to his meeting and said, these people are trying to make me do this. What do you think? Do I have a case or no case? Do people have to follow county policy even if it is against a constitutional principle? That's the question that was asked. And I guess we get to start with you, Todd. Case or no case?
Well, I think the question here is whether or not it having a camera, what he did and what he was being asked to do, violates a constitutional principle.
Right.
So I think that there's a twofold issue here about when it comes to the type of case. Does he have a civil case for a violation of his rights? Conversely, does he have a defense to a criminal case for possibly trespassing, not in connection with... Because you said he talked to his jailhouse buddies, right?
Right, just talked to his friends. I mean, they wasn't in jail. They have a little group of people.
He wasn't arrested.
Right, when I say jailhouse lawyers, I mean people like me who aren't lawyers who like to talk about the law. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you know, saying he was arrested because of this.
He was confronted by the police and threatened with arrest.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This, you know, there are no shortage of videos like this on YouTube all over the place. And, you know, it's people out there. I get you have your constitutional rights, but they're looking for a confrontation. In my opinion, if you're inside the government building or trying to enter a government building for purposes of safety, they can request your ID. I believe that they're okay doing that. If you're filming outside the government building on public property, they can't prohibit you from doing that. You can't be prohibited from filming law enforcement. It doesn't sound like this was either, because in your scenario, he was trying to get in, right?
He was inside a public building.
Inside a public building.
Which, by the way, is defined, according to him, as an area to which the public has expected access. And by the way, I'm a member of the public. That's what he said.
It's an interesting scenario, but it did not result in a case. No case.
Okay. Denise, what do you think? Case or no case?
Was it a courthouse or what kind of a pub? Yes.
It was a courthouse and office building.
Yes. Yeah. I called it. You can actually film outside the courthouse, even inside the courthouse, but not inside the courtroom. So I think this is a case, and I think it establishes the principle that there's no recording inside the courtroom, but there's no restriction outside. The thing about it is, can you view courthouse records without giving your ID, a government-issued ID specifically? And I do think that you have to give an ID. It's to protect the public records. So depending on what constitutional right he's trying to protect against, and that's his right to, you know, videotape or record in the public face, or if it is his right to view public records, I think he's going to lose on the public records, but I think he will win on being able to do a camera inside the non-courtroom areas.
All right, the purpose behind this meeting was to get something from the county clerk under the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Okay, Mr. Penny, what do you think?
Okay, so I'm saying that it is a case.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm saying that on the Freedom of Information Act, he loses. Okay. Because he has to have the ID.
Okay, Fred, case or no case?
It's a case, and he loses because the government does have an interest in a number of things when it comes to government buildings. They can restrict what you bring in or what you can't bring a gun in. You can't bring, you know, a little pocket knife. I mean, there's things that they disallow, and they can do that. And it's constitutional, my understanding. So the answer is he loses, and it is a case because they could require you to turn things off, not bring things in, do whatever they want.
Here's a hint, by the way. A hint. He willingly went through security screening. Willingly. Okay. That was not a problem.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back after this.
Okay. We'll give you the answer to case or no case. Pretty interesting thing. I mean, people have these questions all the time, like Todd said, especially for police officers will start, not a fight, but a confrontation with cops will start to film them when they get pulled over. Doesn't make them all that happy in many cases. So we'll talk about the answer to this case or no case after this on Radio Law Talk, on many great local radio stations, and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick car wash. Don't drive that dirty car.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
That's
it. Todd has kitty. If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We are not giving legal advice. We are talking about a case or no case, whether or not an individual can be basically told to, you know, they got to have to show their ID, they got to turn their cell phone off, they got to do this or that when they're coming into a public government building? And the answer is, I know that there's some arguments that, like, in they can to some degree, but not inside. I'm sticking with my story, which is I said that it is a case and that the government can control what you do in those buildings, including showing ID or turning your phone off, et cetera, et cetera. Denise agreed with me, and Todd said,
I said no case. No case.
No case.
So the core issue seems to be, if I maybe tell me if I'm wrong about this, do you have to follow a county policy that has been adjudicated to be unconstitutional? If you come into the building and they say, we want your ID, we have to have the ID, you cannot film inside the building. Why is that? It's county policy. But that policy is against the constitutional principles. It's already been adjudicated. That's too bad. That's our policy. Do it or face arrest.
Wait, but you're saying it was already adjudicated instead
of... Well,
not
this case. The principles, what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and that's what this guy's arguing.
That puts a different spin on it. Because well, in this case here, we don't know if the policy has been adjudicated as unconstitutional.
This particular policy has not. With this county, that's right. So here's let me tell you the story, because Todd, yeah, once again, you're rolling, man. You are like a big rock down a hill. You're rolling. No case.
Wow, Todd Kunin, home run to number two.
So the sergeant goes running off to talk to the city council, the lawyer, the council, the city lawyer, and comes back and says, "Sir, congratulations for defending your constitutional rights, and good for you." He met with the clerk. No ID. Video was recorded and posted. No court case. A lot of time was taken on this whole thing. But according to this guy, the Constitution was defended and his rights preserved. And he said the core issue for him, and I think it's a good point, is why should the government be able to restrict you from entering a public building that of which you own a piece as a member of the public by showing an official government ID? How's that okay? And that was his question. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I can't get on an airplane without showing an ID, but I can vote with, and that's what this guy said. He said, I can vote without showing an ID. When I can't, I come into this building without showing an ID.
So it depends if you're going to vote Republican or Democrat.
True.
But that is, and depends on who you're talking
and to. And your state's red or blue, right?
That is case or no case.
Oh, a little throw in there. We love them. That was fun. Oh, my God.
So I got 4 points today so far.
Yeah. Next hour, sometimes things get complicated. An adoption of a complicated child. That's next hour.
You know, last week I was in Florida and I was on South Beach, and I'm not going to comment because it just was an interesting time.
Was it a spring break for some?
No, it was right after, the week after spring break.
Mm.
So I love Florida. It's beautiful and it's wonderful, but it's just a different vibe. It's a different vibe, and I'm not gonna get into. I know those who. Yeah. Anyway, I grew up in the country, and just
Florida ain't the country.
No, how do I say this? The bathing suits were very interesting. That's all I want to say.
I was gonna say the vibe starts with a V.
Yeah.
What there was
very interesting. It was very interesting as you know, an older former farm boy. So. Look, in Florida, there's a famous case in Florida that occurred called where they're okay. Two couple things happen. I know I'm just going blah 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 blah.
He's thinking about what he saw in Miami. Now they're you know,
stop.
Train of thought boarding at the station.
Get your eyeballs off your cheeks and here we go.
Off the rails.
Even my wife's like, oh, this is interesting.
Wow.
I said, yeah. The Parkland shooting, right?
Yes.
So now the Nicholas Cruz has been found guilty. Now they have to pick a jury to determine whether or not he gets the death penalty or not.
And it has to be a unanimous decision.
That's
by
exactly
the jury.
Right. And so we have the judge here, who's Elizabeth Scheer. And by the way, I think this is appropriate to say it. We just have to be careful because we have to be respectful. But Todd Kunin has a legal scholar. There's a few people that he has voluntarily decided to give free legal advice. One is, who's the famous actress?
Scarlett Johansson.
Absolutely.
And anytime she needs free legal advice, Todd's there for her. And he now has decided to help Judge Elizabeth Scheer with any help in the courtroom that she needs.
If she needs a research clerk, an emotional support clerk, I am more
emotional support animal.
I just say, as long as I'm pet, we're good. I am happy to assist.
So there you go, Your Honor.
I have a lot of respect for this judge because I think she handled a difficult situation in a very well-mannered
way. Oh, I like the way, because I watched the video, it just kind of went on, you know, didn't stop. So I want Denise to talk about this one, because this is a pretty funny one. So tell them about Vordier or Vordier, people say it differently. Denise, tell them this situation, and that's what's going on here.
So they're picking a jury just to decide the penalty phase of Nicholas Cruz, and the choices are death, has to be unanimous jury, or if it's not unanimous, he's going to automatically get life in prison for the Parkland shooting, and he killed a lot of people. This really was no surprise that he was going to get convicted if he was found to be sane, and so I'm not surprised by the result, and I like knowing that a jury has to have a unanimous decision in order to put someone to death, because I like that idea, too.
Sure, I agree.
I do believe in the death. I believe in the death sentence for...
Penalty, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, penalty for people that are mass murderers, for people that hurt children, and for people that attack cops or hurt or kill cops. That's my own personal thing. So, in any event... I got
it. 30 seconds, Cal?
30 seconds is what he's telling me.
So I have to talk.
I'm going to have
there,
to talk
yeah.
about it when we come back.
Good, Denise.
Because I tell you, you don't want to miss this.
This is interesting.
It's funny. It's probably would have caused most people a moment to think about it. And this judge went on without a beat.
We'll be back.
Big bottom of the hour break coming up right now. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin is continuing to dump heavy rains along the coast of South Carolina. The storm currently about 5 miles west of Myrtle Beach with winds of 40 miles an hour. If you're hitting the roads or friendly skies this weekend, you're not alone.
The number of people traveling by car and airline for the 4th of July holiday has climbed near pre-pandemic levels.
The easing of COVID-19 restrictions and bottled up Americans are translating into a strong holiday season. AAA says roughly 48 million people in America are moving around by car this weekend. Airlines are seeing over 3.5 million travelers at the nation's airports. Airline delays and cancellations within the United States continue to be a problem for some flyers this weekend, according to FlightAware. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Farmers for growing the FL 2027. PepsiCo wanted the farmers to pay a royalty. Denise, here's your monetization angle of $143,000 each per growing season. And they said they couldn't do that. And so dozens of activists and farmers' unions and the Ministry of Agriculture of India, they all climbed up and accused PepsiCo of being bad guys. So they had a hearing. And PepsiCo told Business Insider it would amicably settle.
Yep, I told you it settled out.
And they only took legal action as a last resort, so their potato brand is protected, and the case was settled away from court. And that is...
Oh, my gosh, Fred Penny, I'm so proud of you. Did I say that?
Yeah, now next hour.
Denise, I'm ahead.
Fred just hurt his shoulder, patting himself on the back. Now next hour.
Yes.
Next hour, we're going to take you to an event that occurred in New York City over 100 years ago, but very close to this date. And that was, well, let's just say it caused a lot of concern. It involved some young seamstresses and a fire. That's next hour on Law Talk, Case or No Case.
Okay, answer my question. Name the company, where other than Idaho, where they have the potatoes being grown and the acreage, Todd. Estimate.
I think that the name of the company is... Potato Incorporated.
There you go. That sounds like
and
a
it's in, it's in California.
California.
And I'm going to say that they have 170,000 acres of potatoes that they're growing. Was there one other one that I had to?
No, that's good enough. And then what other states other than are they growing? You can just I don't know that.
They're growing it in both the real estate.
There you go. Okay. Next, go ahead, Denise.
And mental state.
I have no idea the name of this place, but it's going to have to be related somehow to potatoes, right?
Right.
I would say that it is Wendy's.
Okay, got it.
And that it is in Oregon and California.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And like around Klamath, Atulie Lake.
Okay.
Kind of a crossover between those two states.
Right. West Coast.
Acres.
Yeah, how many acres you want?
230,000.
OK, cow. That's a lot of acreage.
I'm going to guess. I'm an Idaho guy, so I'm J.R. Simplot's my man, right? But I'm going to guess or Ida.
Gotcha.
Oregon, Idaho. One. The other states where potatoes are grown as big cash crops are Oregon and Maine.
Yep.
Huge potato crops in Maine. And I'm going to guess.
20 acres.
I'm going to guess a half a million acres.
500,000.
Yep.
All right. The company's name is R.D. Oft Farms. They're based out of Fargo, North Dakota.
What?
They grow no potatoes in Idaho. They have 190,000 acres. Todd, and you guys are both close. The places where they grow the potatoes, North South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, Texas, and Wisconsin.
You can't grow potatoes there.
That's the places they grow it. That's a clapper. Can you believe that?
That's
wow. So the largest, 190,000 acres. And it's not, they don't even grow, at least according to their website part, they don't grow in Idaho.
The answers in every one of those categories were my second choice.
Well, yeah. You know, potatoes love the dark volcanic soil of Idaho. They really do. They grow so well there. Luther Burbank developed the most part involved in the russet Burbank potato. And believe me, potatoes are Idaho's economic lifeblood.
Right.
A friend of mine from grade school is the president of the Idaho Potato Association that lobbies nationwide for them.
Well, it's good. It's volcanic, right? Because
yep.
That really does. That's why Tule Lake grows potatoes.
Exactly right. So this guy's name.
And actually, the state of Washington is a big potato grower too.
True.
Eastern Washington.
Oregon, Washington.
Well, guess what? They also have the Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho.
That's right.
They have the bowl. Okay, we're going to talk about Theranos really quick. We talked about this hour number one, but I want to bring up a couple things. The issue was we have this TikToker talking about Elizabeth Holmes, and you brought up some interesting thing, Todd, about why now the trial's going on, not with Elizabeth. She's been found guilty of a few things, and they're going to sentence her in September. But her partner, Balwani, is now in trial, and they're putting up on the stand this TikToker. And I'm going to talk about a few things she brings up. And you said there's a reason why they're bringing her up, and there's a reason why they separated the two trials.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people think, well, wait a minute, Balwani and Holmes are charged with the same thing, similar things. They're charged with being co-conspirators in this fraud plot, as it's described, allegedly, as it relates to Balwani. Holmes been found guilty now. Why didn't they try him together? Why do we have these separate trials? I mean, one of the considerations is separate trials if maybe somebody, one of them ends up testifying against the other, but I've heard nothing. Nothing. I mean, we know Balwani didn't testify against Holmes, and I've heard nothing to suggest that Holmes is going to be called to testify against Balwani. But one of the reasons why they separate these trials out has to do with statements that were made by co-defendants. So under the law, hearsay is generally not admissible unless it's a statement made by the defendant in a criminal case. So if it's you hear those rights, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, right? So the prosecution can introduce your statements if you are the accused in a trial where you are being charged and tried for something. Well, what happens if they have co-defendants in the case and Holmes made statements that are implicating her, can they be used against Balwani? And the answer is no, because of the hearsay rule. And the way that they would get around that, they got two options. If they want to bring in statements against one that are not necessarily admissible against the other. Two options. One option, separate trials, and that's what we see right now. Different juries hearing things. Or sometimes they can do them in the same trial, but you actually impanel two separate juries. And when the evidence being brought in against one defendant, statements, things like that happens, the other jury leaves the courtroom while that evidence is brought in. It's a nightmare.
Nothing complicated about that.
Yeah.
So do you suppose that Elizabeth Holmes' sentencing is later so that she will testify against her former lover, and maybe they can say, well, we got a sentencing deal here if you come through on the witness stand, which that stuff does happen.
I was wondering if that was going to be the case, but I have seen nothing to suggest
that Elizabeth Holmes will be called as a witness. And the reason why I say that is, under the rules of discovery, one party has to disclose to the other side who their anticipated witnesses are.
Right.
Well, Elizabeth Holmes' name has never been, to my knowledge, disclosed to the Bulwani defense team as a potential witness or somebody that the government intends to call in his case.
I think that the sentencing was delayed for her because her baby will be over 1 year old at the sentencing. Because remember, she just had a baby last summer.
So that means she can't take the baby to prison if it's over one?
No, it's just that it's, you know, a judge may have some sympathy for a new mother and for the baby in particular, and letting the baby get a little bit older before they're separated from their mother is not a bad idea.
I see another reason for sentencing. I mean, obviously, they want to see how things turn out with Bulwani to find out if, after jury trials, was she the one really pushing this or was he the one really pushing this? Who was the major player? Who was influencing whom? But let's say they're both found guilty of similar conduct. I think what the court really wants to do is to make sure that the sentences handed down are pretty similar, because it's not going to look very good if you hammer the young female and you don't hammer the older male when they are convicted of the same thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they could be delaying the sentencing so they could do them together.
Yes.
Or similarly.
Yeah. So what really quick she said, this gal testifying, she said, number one, she liked to go. She had to go as an executive assistant and, what is it, get her juice.
The green juice.
She wants four juices a day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. And she said she wanted it fresh only. And you know what she did? She said, I was so busy, I finally just put some in the refrigerator, and she thought it was fresh. I switched it around, and we gave it to her, and she didn't know the difference.
She learned a lot from her boss.
And not only that, the other guy, Milwani, would kicked her out due to the fact she had black nail polish. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about what's going on in the legal community.
Black nail polish, that's a deal breaker. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
529-7234. That's it. And if you want to talk about this, go ahead, Tom.
All right. So in a nutshell, a little while ago, the Navy, this is after the COVID pandemic started, the Navy instituted a policy saying that everyone had to, all the service personnel had to be vaccinated or they would no longer be able to be deployed, and refusal to take the vaccine would be deemed insubordinate and you would be charged along the lines of failing to comply with a lawful or with an order of your superiors. Well, that raised some suspicions or questions on the part of several service members, including Navy SEALs, who claimed that they had religious objections to the vaccine. So the Navy came out with a policy allowing for a religious exemption. And 32 Navy SEALs have filed a suit on behalf of them and a bunch of others claiming that while the religious exemption was given by the Navy, it was an impracticality the way the Navy ran that exemption. Nobody was granted any exemptions, and so they filed a lawsuit. The lawsuit is still at the trial level. The lawsuit is not done. The lawsuit is ongoing. But as often happens, sometimes judges will allow for an injunction to happen while the lawsuit is pending, and that's what happened at the trial court. The trial court put an injunction in place preventing the Navy from implementing parts of their vaccination policy. That got appealed to the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit upheld the injunction, and then that was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It originally went to Justice Alito, who hears the emergency
requests and
coming out of that circuit,
and Justice Alito then passed it on to the entire Supreme Court for a ruling not on the propriety of the underlying lawsuit, but on whether the temporary stay should about the Navy's policy, whether the temporary stay should continue or if the temporary stay should be lifted. And in a 6-3 decision on that limited issue, the court ruled that the stay should be lifted. And there were three justices dissenting. The three justices were Gorsuch, Alito, and Clarence Thomas. Gorsuch and Alito, Alito wrote a decision. Gorsuch concurred with that
dissent.
And Justice Thomas just said, "I dissent." He didn't concur with anything. He just said, "I dissent." So that's where we stand. And I guess the question is, did the Supreme Court get it right in this temporary restraining order issue? And Denise?
I feel like they did.
Okay.
And because, you know, you're always saying follow the science. And one of the major things that was raised here is if they were unvaccinated Navy persons and they were deployed to a ship and they're in a contained ship and they get COVID, they could infect a whole ship. And that whole ship then could no longer be used. Even if they weren't all infected, just some of them were, they would have to be, they could not be deployed and they would be ineffective, if you will. So it needs more science. That's why I think they lifted the stay in a part. The other part, which is Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is a big justice who likes to talk about the three branches of government and who has the rights to make decisions in those three branches of government. And in the particular case of the Navy SEALs or any part of the military, that's an executive branch function. And the executive branch has the control, if you will, and can make the rules and enforce the rules and policies for the military, of which Navy is part of that. So I think that this was a parcel of Kavanaugh wanting to assert it. They've done this year, they've already done in this session legislative, where they've recognized that this is for legislative, it's not for the judiciary, we are stepping back, and if something needs to be done, it's got to be Congress, right? So now they're getting a developing law and helping to develop law, which was well settled on the executive powers.
All right. I think the dissent got it right, and for this reason. The issue before the court should have been this. Is the plaintiff, the 32 Navy SEALs, are they likely to prevail on their claims at the trial court level? If the answer is yes, then clearly the injunction should be in, because this lawsuit can take 3 or 4 years. And if the Navy SEALs, if there's a likelihood they're going to succeed, well, they'll be suffering for 3 or 4 years until they get that trial level decision. That is the issue that should have been before the court, not separation of powers, not whether or not the president is commander in chief, none of that, because that's all red herring issues. If the president is commander-in-chief and if the military can go ahead and impose rules under their executive functions, they still have to answer whether or not those rules violate the constitutional rights of those that are in the military. There is nothing that allows the president as commander-in-chief or the military joint chiefs or anything like that to say, hey, because we are the military, we can go and impose any rule and it's not subject to constitutional review. And so they can't do that. This is what we know about the underlying lawsuit. Yes, they did impose, the government did impose the vaccine mandate, and yes, they did apply for a religious exemption. About 4,000 people, this is all from the trial level, about 4,000 people applied for the religious exemption. The religious exemption that required 50 steps in order to obtain them. The first 35 steps of which were met with form letter after form letter, all rejecting the application. It wasn't until the 35th step that anybody actually was able to read the requests for the exemption, and even then it was not a decision maker. Of the 4,000 people that applied for the exemption, not one was given the exemption. So when you look at the likelihood that the SEALs would prevail at trial, the government to justify the vaccine mandate here has to prove a compelling governmental interest and that their remedy was the least intrusive means possible for protecting that. And here's where the Navy is going to fail. Because the only people who were denied deployment because they didn't get the vaccine were those that argued it on religious exemptions. Yet everybody that didn't get the vaccine because they were allergic to the vaccine or because there was a medical issue and they didn't get the vaccine or they were part of a trial, those folks still unvaccinated were still deployed. And so the argument that if you put somebody unvaccinated on a ship and they can infect the entire ship is defeated by the Navy's policy of putting unvaccinated people on the ship because they were allergic to it. Now you've got an equal protection clause problem. And that's why the trial court and the Fifth Circuit and the dissenting justices looked at this and said the Navy SEALs are probably going to prevail on this because the government can't show least intrusive means used. That's the sole issue. Not any of the other stuff that was raised in Justice Kavanaugh's decision. And because of that, because the sole issue, they should have followed the law that they're supposed to follow when ruling on whether injunctions should or should not be imposed pending the outcome of a trial. And the majority diverted from that, deviated from that completely. They should have stayed on course. The dissent asked them to, and I think the dissent was right.
So what happens when you have a religious exception to being in the military or to acting in that capacity? You say, I've been taught thou shall not kill. So that is my religious right. So what happens? Do you get deployed or do you not get deployed?
You step out of the military.
You have to, right?
Yeah. We have conscientious objectors that were accommodated for when there was the draft. Right now we have a volunteer military. If that's your objection, Don't join the military.
Many were made medics in the draft. They were made medics in the draft. Many
of them were. So what you're arguing is if you want to be unvaccinated, then step out of the military. That's what you're saying.
Except that for those people that you raised, they can make that choice before they join the military. The SEALs were already in, and then this new restriction was imposed upon them. So it's a different situation.
All right, we're going to be back. Hour number three. We got a lot more to talk about, including the Boeing 737 trial. We'll be back.
6 minutes, top of the hour break for most local affiliates to play news, and we'll continue at 6 minutes after, right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Wayne Alaroof, my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.